When it comes to business, the topic of discussion at the minute is obviously rising operational costs, particularly related to energy prices and specifically electricity. And many companies have begun their journey into looking at solar panels as a possible way of reducing their energy demand even before the current crisis emerged. But some good news emerging on the horizon there recently. This looks like it's going to fall into place very quickly, but homes and other buildings will no longer need planning permission for solar panels, except where they're close to airports and maybe some other emergency facilities. Now, these new rules could be signed off early next week and they lift the current restrictions that require planning permission for panels bigger than 12 square metres on homes and 50 square metres on businesses. So this is quite an interesting development, and it's probably one that it's not a knee-jerk. It's probably been happening for a while. But to find out a little bit more, I'm delighted to be joined by Darren Buckley. And Darren is Commercial Director with Alternative Energy Ireland. Darren, this has to be greeted as a positive move, I would expect.
It is indeed, Ronan. Yeah, thanks very much for having me on. It's great for the industry. It's great for the climate action that Ireland is aiming towards, very ambitious by 2030. And something that's been coming for a long time, I suppose. Like, this was first introduced in 2019. Then we had COVID, we had delays. But we in the industry knew this was coming for a long time. And it's something that's going to open up gates even more to businesses, right, businesses and homes, I suppose, right across the country to install solar PV panels.
When it came to a planning application, were they generally greeted favourably, or you know, by the planning authorities? Like, so for a homeowner looking to install solar panels or a business, you know, was there many obstacles towards actually getting planning in the first place?
There was. You hit on it there earlier on, or just there in your intro, about glint and glare. So a lot of councils, I suppose, out there hadn't dealt with solar PV panels in the past, so didn't know the actual ins and outs and the regulations around it. So when they seen that glint and glare was sometimes required, it was, I suppose, enforced on businesses. So glint and glare is just the glare that comes off solar PV panels. It should be no different than a window or a door in a house, I suppose, just be angled up towards the sky. So it would be affecting maybe pilots, or if the house or business there was below motorways or that as well, or roads, it would affect those as well. But with those restrictions now being eased, it will obviously entice more and more businesses to put in PV.
You mentioned there like that, you know, maybe local authorities may have to do a piece of learning and come up to speed with really the more intricate details around solar panels. But homeowners and even business owners might be a little bit, you know, because the technology appears to be developing at pace. So what types of solar panels are currently out there on the market available for homeowners, and what sort of applications can they be used for?
Well, I suppose, Ronan, the main solar panels on the market at the moment are solar PV panels. So what they do is they generate electricity, which can be used in the house. So the stronger the daylight, the more electricity they will produce. Typically, most houses, if you want to talk about houses first and foremost, will put in somewhere between 10 and 16 panels on the roof of their home. Maybe a battery, maybe not. With the new feed-in tariff that has been introduced this year, people might want to avail of that and send the power back to the grid. But we generally install them to heat your hot water in the house, charge your EV or your electric car if you have one on site as well. Try and keep as much that is being generated on site so you can maximise your saving and get a much quicker return on investment than if you were selling it back to the grid.
And that whole point of selling it back to the grid, it's something that has been it's been a feature in the UK for a couple of decades, I think, at this stage. It's only relatively new here too. What's the latest on that? Like, is it something that a homeowner, is it viable for them to consider, you know, putting energy back to the grid? And if so, what kind of rates are they likely to get for it, given the current unit price of a standard kilowatt?
Well, I suppose when this was first introduced, it was spoken about last year and ratified last year for implementation this year. It was between 13.5 to 15 cents was what was originally being discussed. There is companies out there now offering up to 20 cents for the unit rate of electricity to be exported back to the grid. But generally, it's a trade-off. If you're getting a higher rate for feeding it back, you're going to pay a higher rate for buying the electricity in from that company, from the grid. So most of the major energy providers in Ireland are now offering a feed-in tariff. As I said, it's somewhere between 13.5 and 20 cents. Is it viable? Not at the current energy prices, I suppose. Like, you know, no one could have foreseen the war in Ukraine having such an effect on energy prices globally. but especially Europe being majorly impacted, considering we buy in so much gas from Russia to generate electricity. So at the moment, I would say no, that feed-in tariff would have to increase to make it viable. We in AEI would still recommend, in most instances, to install a battery and try and harness that energy your side of the meter and use that energy yourself.
So for a typical domestic installation, if somebody was considering putting in panels in order to do those basics, maybe heat the hot water, we'll say even just heat the hot water, keep it very simple, and what sort of investment would be looked at in that? You know, maybe an approximate investment, and indeed what sort of return of investment would we be looking at? Because I suppose the key question people might have is, if you use solar to heat the hot water, how much of, you know, how much does that reduce my energy consumption based on what I'm currently using?
Yeah. A typical install price after grants, so there's an SEEI grant there currently of up to €2,400. So after the grants, you're looking at a cost of somewhere in around sort of €7,500 to €9,500 for a small system we'll be installing to heat your hot water and run general appliances in the house. So if people are a little bit more, I suppose, energy conscious when they put in solar PV in the house, and the inverters that we use have an app, so you can actually see how much is being generated. If you are exporting, you can see what the PV panels are generating and doing for you on a day-to-day basis, and you can actually see how much you're buying in from the grid as well. So if you actually monitor it, turn on your washing machine and dishwasher. Most new appliances have timers on them now, delay timers. So you can set them, say, when you're going out the door in the morning at 8 o'clock or 7:30, set your washing machine to come on at 10 o'clock, set your dishwasher to come on at 1 o'clock, and try and utilise the power that the PV has been or is generating throughout the day. With current energy prices running, you're probably looking at savings of somewhere between €650 and €1,000 a year. So a return on investment typically for a house is somewhere between 6 and 10 years.
Okay, which would be reasonable too. And I suppose, again, we're just taking that in a very simple example too. If we transfer then into the business side of things, there were planning restrictions around the amount of solar panels that could go on a business's roof. Is this going to be a real game changer for businesses at this point, you think? And indeed, what sort of kind of panels and what sort of applications would a typical business look at?
Yeah, well, we've been quite busy, I suppose. Like, we're 15 years in business, dealing with a lot of businesses over the last 15 years, looking at reducing their overheads and becoming more energy conscious and, I suppose, sustainable and environmentally conscious businesses who we like dealing with. But with the new current regulations being lifted on the planning, it will make PV panels more, I suppose, attractive to businesses, so they can go without any more red tape. The only red tape they will have to, I suppose, go through is the ESB. There's currently three application processes, depending on the size of the system you're looking at putting in on the business. That could take anywhere from 1 to 6 months for ESB to approve that application. So even though the planning restrictions have been lifted, there is still a little bit more red tape, but we handle 95% of that for businesses when we're engaging with them for solar PV installs.
Yeah, good to hear though, at least the planning hurdle will be gone. At least it'll reduce that timescale in order to get these on the roof, because, I mean, it's such a huge issue. We're going to hear from Pat McDonough very shortly in the show around energy prices at the minute. But I suppose a very simple question, Darren, for anyone listening that, you know, has been considering solar maybe for a couple of years, is certainly considering it now given what's happening, how do you go about getting started in the first instance?
Well, I suppose ourselves being local in the Midlands, we're based in Tullamore. We have an office in Dublin. As I said, we're 15 years in business. You can certainly contact ourselves. We have two websites. We have one for our domestic installs, which is www.aei.ie, and for our commercial, it's www.aeicommercial.ie. So that's just ourselves. But generally, what we would say to people out there is get yourself your three quotes if you want to. Make sure the company's a reputable company. Like, we're seeing more and more companies, just startup companies, that coming into the industry now, sort of here today, gone tomorrow. The other thing as well, I suppose, you have to look at is the quality of panels being used. So always try and go for tier one panels. So the panels are rated tier one, tier two. Tier one would be the solar panels that would be used globally across the world on solar farms. Solar farms are obviously megawatts of solar panels out on land or on roof. And all companies putting in solar farms will only use tier one panels. So try and do a little bit of homework around it. Get the best advice that you can out there. And I suppose trust your gut when you're speaking to a sales rep or an engineer or a consultant, whichever terminology you want to put on the guy calling to your house or girl, that that you know, they're portraying that they know what they're talking about. And I suppose get references, use Google as well to see what other people are saying about that company online.
Absolutely, and get, you know, good old adage, get three quotes too, and at least you know what the ballpark figure should be. It sounds like the landscape, certainly the landscape of the roofs of houses and business across the country, is set to change rapidly in the next year or two.
Definitely, it definitely is. Like SEI, you obviously said they're offering grant funding for domestic there currently. They have withdrawn their grant aid from 2023 onwards for large-scale commercials. There is an SME grant there available of up to €2,400 for an SME company, but currently with energy prices where we're seeing them at the moment, we are getting return on investments for companies somewhere between 2 and 3.5 years for companies. That's obviously because they're getting the VAT back, they're getting tax write-offs, and they're actually paying higher energy prices. Like we have certain companies in AEI that 2 years ago they were paying maybe 9.5 cents for the unit of electricity. They're now paying northwards of 40 cents for the unit rate of electricity. It's like a 400 to 450% price increase.
And that's just the current price they're paying. And actually, that's the very point Pat McDonough was making with Will Faulkner earlier this morning, and say we're going to hear from him very shortly too. But Darren, for now, thank you so much for coming on and giving us that update on it too. It's an important move, actually, and one that hopefully, again, will help in reaching climate targets as well, and also just in trying to reduce the cost of living and the cost of operations for lots of business. But anyway, Darren, thanks, and we'll talk to you again on that topic.
No bother. Thanks very much, Ronan. Talk to you soon.
That's Darren Buckley there. Darren is a commercial director with Alternative Energy Ireland. So there you go. Some of the barriers towards getting solar panels on your roof are being lifted. So plenty of stuff there to explore.